Brachot Haba'ot. Welcome to Mincha B'Lev, Resting in the Heart, a meditation telecircle offering from Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm Laura Hegfield, a member of Beth Abraham, and will serve as guide as together we prepare our hearts for Yom Kippur. In the past weeks, we've been focused on slicha, forgiveness, tshuva, returning, bringing attention to our hearts, examining every crevice for an intention to set free, release, stop clinging to certain habits that clothed who we thought we were or pretended to be. Perhaps some of these familiar, though not always comfortable garments, reactions, and behaviors, were hidden from our own consciousness, folded or crumpled, buried in darkness. Little by little, as our hearts have broken open, filaments of light have entered with chesed, loving kindness, rachamim, compassion. We have begun to remember our ikar, our essence, returning to who we really are, good and human, beautiful and imperfect. It is taught that Yom Kippur is a rehearsal for our own death, a rehearsal for our own death. Walking outdoors this introspective week between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, observing my own heavy heart, I have also witnessed the world that is turning, making its own tshuva, weeds bowing and drying, dying, the exquisite ballet known as autumn. Observing the woodlands and bogs, preparing for winter silence and rest, a new awareness awakened in me. Nature is forgiving. Two separate and intimately connected words. Forgiving. I don't mean this in a gluttonous, exclusively for human consumption sort of way. No. I've watched seeds on fine silk tassels drifting aloft through azure skies, gifts from mother plants they were once attached to, one by one set free, released, they have stopped clinging. After all, they are forgiving. Trees are spontaneously disrobing. Have you been awed, as I have been, by the graceful descent of crimson, gold, and russet leaves as they pirouette and descend to the ground? Have you noticed the crunch and squish of nuts, berries, and fruits generously surrendered for the benefit of squirrels, chipmunks, birds, and other creatures to gather and eat right beneath your feet? This bounty is forgiving and will sustain these animals through the cold months to come. Some nuts will not be eaten or stored in nests. Instead, they will be shrouded, buried in foliage and earth. With rain, snow, sun, and time, the destiny of some will be to form roots in the darkness below, part of the process of becoming new plants 2 seasons from now. As the fruits are eaten and the animals digest what they need, more seeds will be scattered and later implanted into the soil, perhaps to arise anew in spring. a strand of each mother tree or weed, her DNA, a fiber of her ikar. Her essence is breathed, nasham, planted like a thread from the fabric of her soul, neshama. Gossamer as silk-tasseled seeds drifting aloft through azure skies, becoming part of something larger through the generous act of giving, releasing, letting go, not clinging to the habit of what she appeared to be on the surface, offering a part of herself to the expansive flow of all being, exhaling, dying, giving. Inhaling, receiving, life sown anew. Contemplating creation in this tender way may serve as a reminder to all of us that tshuva and slicha extend beyond turning to see our own individual hearts. More than forgiveness, more than preparing for our own winter, our own death. As we turn, look, and listen, we stand before the glory of all that the Creator has given us. We have an opportunity to be present to presence. This is a time for paying attention, a time for giving, a time for chesed, loving kindness, a time for rachamim, compassion, as we surrender who we thought we were. Pretended to be, revealing who we truly are, offering up a wisp of our ikar, our essence, our goodness to be breathed, nesham, planted, sewn, stitched like a thread from the fabric of our individual souls, gossamer as silk-tasseled seeds drifting aloft through azure skies. Remembering that we are integral to something larger. We exhale. We die a little. And through the generous act of giving, releasing, setting free, not clinging to the habits of who we thought we were, offering ourselves to the expansive flow of all being, exhaling, dying, giving. Inhaling, receiving. If it is our destiny this year, the Holy One a blessing will continue to sustain us so that we may blossom with all of creation anew. Find a comfortable way to sit. Spine long, rooting your heavy bones into the ground. The cushion or the chair where you're sitting, while extending the crown of your head upwards towards the expansive heavens above. Chin tilted slightly toward your heart. Jaw as relaxed as it can be in this moment. Close your eyes or soften your gaze as you allow yourself to settle for a few intentional, slow, deep breaths. Now witness your own breath wherever you sense it moving through your body as you exhale in your own rhythm, releasing, letting go. And when you inhale, perhaps you'll experience how your breath supports you, sustains you, or maybe not. Continue observing your breath. No need to pretend you are anyone other than who you are in this moment, or to breathe in any special way. Notice sensations, emotions, and thoughts as they arise. Without worry or judgment, see if you can discern what longs to cling and what easily drifts away. We'll repeat this process over and over again, making tshuva, returning to breath, neshima, returning to soul, neshama, your ikar, your essence, just as you are, good and human, beautiful and imperfect. This is a time for giving, sitting together, sowing seeds of rachamim, compassion, exhaling, inhaling, eternally one with the one. So we'll sit in silence for the remainder of our time together until I ring a chime indicating our practice is coming to a close.
Mudani lifanecha melechai vikayam shechazata bi nishmati bechemla
May your heart be open, forgiving and receiving, awakening to gratitude as our awareness expands, sensing the embrace of the One and feeling the oneness we are. Mar Chatima Tova, may you be inscribed in the Book of Life.